This is episode number 2497 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Tori Spelling and her five kids are now living in an RV after their home became infested with black mold.
Now, I heard about that. Okay.
So, Tori recently moved her children into an RV on campgrounds in Ventura County, California.
Oh, that's just up the road.
Yeah. Following their brief stint in a nearby motel that was reportedly $100 a night.
$100 a night? Boy, she couldn't afford that, huh? She had to go rent an RV.
Now, because it's on season by the coast.
Renting an RV probably is more expensive.
Well, maybe she owns it. I don't know. However, let's think about this. We know this area.
Mm-hmm.
And a hotel for $100 a night.
Well, that's going to be a flea bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you can't even get a Motel 6 for $100 a night.
No.
Yeah, not in L.A.
Not in the on-season.
No, not in the on-season.
Not along
the
coast.
It doesn't matter. Hotels, you can't get a motel for $200 a night that's worth anything anymore. Those days of $100 a night are gone. So, yeah, they probably got bed bugs and said, we got to move.
So, I wonder how long the stint in the hotel was because black molds does take a little. It takes a while to get rid
days,
of this stuff.
Days, weeks, months. Yeah.
I think like 6 weeks or so.
Well, this is the thing. See, this bothers me about Tori Spelling. You know what? I mean, is her mom just that nasty that she won't help her out? The kids could come stay with grandmama or something. Maybe they don't want to. Maybe they want the family adventure. I don't know. But here's the other thing. Beware of pink flamingos in the campground.
Oh, my gosh.
We've had that conversation, Tori.
We have.
No pink. Well, she doesn't need to worry about it because she doesn't have a partner.
No, that's true.
That's true. But
it's her. Why can't the kids go stay with their dad?
Really? Now, think what you just said. Their dad. Deadbeat. Okay. Next. Moving on.
All right. So, anyway, the group was, they were fully equipped for the night. What about the rest of the night? Anyway, for the night, with a cooler, a stove, a pop-up table, and a massive rug to keep the dust down.
Well, yeah, you need that.
Tori even hung out some clothes to dry outside.
They're not going to dry by the beach. Sorry, Tori.
It'll take a couple days.
Yeah, been there,
following
done that.
Day, she was photographed stopping at a nearby Walmart alongside her teenage daughter,
Walmart.
Stella, as they stocked up for the rest of the week.
Wow. She has hit rock bottom.
Man.
From black card to Walmart in like 5 years. What the hell?
Maybe I'll see her when I'm shopping this
weekend. I was going to say, yeah.
Once they got back to the RV where the rest of the brood was waiting, they drove back to their beachside lot.
Ah, their beachside. Those aren't cheap either, I will say.
Oh, no.
I think every night's costing her about $65.
Probably.
And then whatever she's paying for. So, I mean, it's going to probably be better for them to stay in a clean RV than in a $100 a night flea bag motel in Oxnard. So, I mean, there's choices.
But
we make choices.
But do you think she's going to last for weeks?
It sounds like she's
even
lasted
a couple weeks.
It sounds like she's lasted for a while.
RV.
There's that. Yeah.
Hotel,
Candy
maybe.
Spelling, come on. Take care of your kids. You're not going to take that money with you when you die.
Take care of your grandchildren.
There you go.
Grandma Spelling. Leah Remini is taking her fight against the Church of Scientology and its leader to the courtroom.
Wow.
I'll be watching that. She announced on Twitter Wednesday that she filed a lawsuit after 17 years of alleged harassment, intimidation, surveillance, and defamation.
Wow.
While advocating for victims of Scientology has significantly impacted my life and career, Scientology's final objective of silencing me has not been achieved.
Aha. That was true.
That's what Leah Remini wrote. And it hasn't.
That's her. She's still on the planet.
She is telling the story, man.
Yeah.
While this lawsuit is about what Scientology has done to me, I am one of thousands of targets of Scientology over the past 7 decades. She added in her tweet that people who share what they've experienced in Scientology and those who advocate for them should be free to do so without fearing retaliation from a cult with tax exemption and billions in assets.
Yes, billions of assets every year, and the tax exemption is 100% true. Yeah. Because they are considered a church. That was the whole idea. L. Ron Hubbard knew the loopholes to make his...
L. Ron Hubbard, the drug addict?
Well, yeah, he was a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, drugs and...
Don't get me started on Scientology, man.
Yeah, yeah, no. And have you watched any of Leah's shows?
I watched some. I want to see more. I
she's not going to do any more, I think.
No, I know, but I haven't seen all that she's done yet.
One of the reasons she's suing them is probably because of all the harassment that she's received.
Yeah.
And she seemingly got away with it, but she hasn't done anything in a long time, which is like
crazy
wow.
stuff, man. Yeah. Crazy yeah. stuff.
It's amazing. You know, because we're not on the inside over there. That's part of the problem, you know. So it's like when
don't
she comes out.
Be.
Well, no, of course not. But when she comes out and she says something, it's just like, you can't believe it happened.
Yeah, right.
It's just, you can't believe it.
And they're anyway. Building down in down the way from, well, actually up the way from me, from us, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're building a Scientology offshoot building. It's like, no, yeah. no. Take it away.
They will be okay as long as Tom Cruise is a Scientologist. Just mark my words right. on that one. Yeah, that's, they, yeah, just the guy who brings a new face to that is just it's just amazing to me. But anyway, and I'll get me started on the whole Katie Holmes thing. I mean, you know.
Or Nicole Kidman and her what used to be
well,
children.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
Right. Tom Cruise and his child with Katie Holmes that he hasn't seen.
That
since
he hasn't seen.
What?
Well, no, because they, you know they're supposed to let go.
Well, she's not a Scientologist anymore.
Right.
So
right.
He can't control her.
No, that's it. And you can't have a relationship because not in Scientology.
Nope. No relationship. No contact.
But you know they've got TV commercials. I've noticed they've been doing here of late. It's like, yay, we need more members. So come on over.
Don't do it.
Right? Hey, with our apologies to Leah Remini and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.